It's Here and Now, and we're broadcasting today from South Carolina Public Radio in Columbia as part of our election road trip. There are just 2 days left before the state's Republican primary. The Democrats vote a week from Saturday. Tonight, Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, and John Kasich will appear in a CNN town hall right here in Columbia. Last night, the other three candidates on the Republican side, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Ben Carson, were at a town hall in Greenville. And there are many, many other events across the state as the primaries here approach. And we're joined now by two people who've been following this very closely, Gavin Jackson, who covers politics for The Post and Courier. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Darcy Strickland is also with us. She is the evening anchor of CBS affiliate WLTX. Darcy, great to have you as well.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And I want to start off with Marco Rubio, who got the big endorsement yesterday that Jeb Bush had really coveted from your governor, Nikki Haley, who is popular here in South Carolina. It's something that Rubio talked about in the town hall last night, and he's also gotten the endorsement of the Senator Tim Scott. Let's listen to Rubio last night.
In my campaign for president today, I got the endorsement of a governor of Indian descent who endorsed a presidential candidate of Cuban descent, and tomorrow we'll be campaigning alongside an African-American Republican senator. All three are doing that here in South Carolina. That says a lot about the Republican Party.
Darcy, how much do these endorsements matter?
You know, that's funny that you asked me. I did a Twitter poll yesterday and posted, Nikki Haley has endorsed Marco Rubio. How much do endorsements matter? At the end of 23 hours, I had almost 200 votes, and 74% of the people who voted said, I don't care. Doesn't matter at all.
What do you think, Gavin? Because I spoke with Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina, who's now a member of Congress. He also said, and this was before the Haley endorsement news came out, that he didn't think endorsements mattered this year.
Mm-hmm. And I want to echo what Darcy said, because I saw her poll online on Twitter, too, and I did the same thing, and I got the same results, too. So, I mean, it really has not really been registering too much with this electorate. But I do think that they matter a little bit. I actually spoke with a veteran at a Marco Rubio event this past week, and he said, you know, when Trey Gowdy endorsed Marco Rubio, he endorsed Marco Rubio too. So I think a lot of people saw, especially with Gowdy, that he had that Benghazi weight to him, and he had that a little bit of that outsider status a lot of some conservatives here in South Carolina like. So I think that might have changed some things. But with the Haley endorsement, a little bit more establishment, a little bit maybe more predicted. So I think a lot of people who already had their minds made up had them made up before.
And a lot of people have been talking about Nikki Haley as a potential vice presidential candidate down the road. We'll see what happens. And maybe she's putting her stock in with Rubio because she thinks he's going to be the person who can pick her. We don't know yet. But we do know that the polls, including the new CNN ORC poll, has Donald Trump with a commanding lead here, 16 points ahead of his nearest rival, Ted Cruz. Trump has 38%, Cruz at 22%. Then it's Rubio at 14%, Jeb Bush at 10%. John Kasich, who came in second in New Hampshire, is polling at a paltry 4%. Does that mirror what you are hearing on the ground here in South Carolina, Darcy?
Not only is it mirroring what we're hearing on the ground, it's also indicative of what we're seeing in the rallies. Donald Trump held a rally just last night in Sumter County where thousands of people were inside the Civic Center and thousands of people were waiting outside, according to his folks, to get inside. So I heard one expert say, when it comes to SEC country, candidates like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will do well.
Well, we were at a Trump rally yesterday in Walterboro, South Carolina. He held more than one yesterday, and it was packed, and people were lined up on the roads with their cars parked on the side of the roads. We saw his motorcade come through, and I thought to myself as I'm watching the motorcade, and this is a Secret Service motorcade now with Donald Trump as he's driving down these rural roads with Trump signs on both sides. Wow, he must really think, I'm going to be the next president of the United States. Let's listen to him in Sumter, South Carolina yesterday. Here he is.
But you have to assume we're tied, okay? Please, assume you're tied, because on Saturday you have to get out and vote, right?
Now he's talking there about Ted Cruz, but Gavin, your thoughts?
You know, and I think, especially with Donald Trump's lead is where it is. It hasn't budged significantly, if at all much. Like I keep saying, the last time there was any real threat to Donald Trump, it was in early November, late October, when Dr. Ben Carson was really popular in the state. And even then, he only touched him for a little bit, and then Ben Carson went right down. What you're seeing at these rallies is been consistent. I was at a rally in Rock Hill, which is in the upstate part of the state, which is a more conservative more evangelical base of the state. And it was the same thing. He was late to the rally because there was so much traffic of people trying to get there. And what you're seeing right now is him really hammering Ted Cruz. And what you're seeing Ted Cruz do is not only hammer Donald Trump, but also Marco Rubio, because other polls have Marco Rubio really nipping at his heels. And it's going to be a really tight battle for second place here.
And Ted Cruz really going after that evangelical vote here in South Carolina. Let's listen to him speaking in the town hall on CNN last night.
You are right. We are seeing an assault on Judeo-Christian values. We're seeing an assault on religious liberty. And we need a president who will stand up unambiguously and protect those values.
Now, when Mark Sanford spoke with us, he said he thought that that evangelical belt in this state is actually the textile belt, that economic issues are very important to those voters as well. But Darcy, what do you think about that evangelical vote and where they might go?
It's not surprising that that would be former Governor Sanford's response. He was a business governor, and so growing industry in South Carolina was very important to him. But if you just look at the demographics of our state, South Carolina has been historically a state that is sick. It's a state that is uneducated. It is a state that is poor. And so for so many people, they hold on to their faith, and they hold on to candidates who they believe hold on to their faith, because for any other reason, South Carolina should not be a red state.
Is Ted Cruz going to do well among those voters, Gavin?
I think so. You know, there's definitely a base here for him. Again, he hasn't moved too much from that second place standing in the polls. You go to his rallies and you see people, and they were just, you know, they believe that he is here for a reason, that he upholds their values, especially with his with the strong, you know, his constitutional background as a lawyer, prosecutor. That really matters to people here, like Darcy was saying, with the faith vote. But at the same time, I don't think we should just take the evangelical vote for granted for one candidate. Polls have also shown that Donald Trump is popular among evangelicals, and you know that base is not necessarily monolithic.
Well, let's talk about Jeb Bush, because everybody's been saying leading up to this that Jeb Bush has got the Bush name. The Bush family is very well liked here in South Carolina. How's Jeb Bush going to do, and how well does he need to do, do you think, to move on to the next states in the primaries and caucuses?
I personally feel like Jeb Bush needs at least a solid third place finish in South Carolina. For as long as I can remember, South Carolina has been, and here are the finger quotes, Bush country.
Mm-hmm. And so if Is it still Bush country?
Well, I don't know. If he doesn't come in at least third place, I think it's safe to say it probably is not Bush country anymore. So, you know, just in my opinion, he's got to do well here to continue.
Now, we've been talking about the Republicans because the Republicans are going to vote this weekend. The Democrats will vote next weekend. But let's talk about the Democrats. Is Hillary Clinton going to do as well as many people now and the polls now show that she will in this state against Bernie Sanders? Or are there a lot of people in South Carolina feeling the burn?
Over the last 2 weeks, I've been going around speaking with college student government presidents and talking to them about who they're supporting. And overwhelmingly, what I'm hearing from these student body presidents at the University of South Carolina, Benedict, Allen University, the list goes on, is that they feel the burn. They don't believe Hillary Clinton is the candidate for them because they don't believe that her plan will work. In the same breath, they're not convinced Bernie Sanders' plan will work either, but they really don't think that Clinton's plan will work. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Will these kids show up at the polls?
Well, what about the African-American voters in this state who are so important on the Democratic side?
It's really split, you know, and I feel like it's split along an age line. You've got folks who are 45 plus, who are strong in their faith that Hillary Clinton is the right person to be the first female president. And you've got that group of folks who may be 25 to 34, who she probably looks at as a key demographic, who aren't convinced that she is not the establishment candidate that Bernie Sanders says that she is.
Gavin?
And I was, to Darcy's point, you know, I was over at Allen University the other day. Bernie Sanders had a prayer breakfast. Allen University is a historically black university here in Columbia. And, you know, he had a great turnout. He was really registering with a lot of those people out there. And I talked to some of the younger voters, and they said that they're going to support Bernie because he does have a different message, and he is representing them. Especially he's making inroads with that justice vote. You know, he wants to, you know, make criminal justice more just, and he was really resonating on that. And that's important to South Carolina voters here, especially in light of what happened last year with the shooting of Walter Scott in North Charleston. But at the same time, I was also at Francis Marion University in Florence, which is part of the PD region, a little bit more Democratic region, a little bit more poor region of the state. And Bill Clinton was there speaking, and at the same time, talked to kids out there, and they're saying, you know, I don't really know if I can believe that I'm going to get free tuition, or if everything that Bernie Sanders is promising is actually going to work. And that's really where the issue lies within the Democratic Party and Hillary trying to send that message.
Just real quick, is there anything that the nation thinks about what's going to happen in South Carolina that you guys just hear and you think, gosh, that is so wrong? They're totally wrong about that. Gavin?
I would say that we were talking about the evangelical vote. It's not monolithic. It's not just for one candidate. It's not just going to be for Ted Cruz. That's going to be split amongst all of them.
Darcy?
I think South Carolina quickly may be losing their distinction as the state that picks the right candidate. I think that happened with Newt Gingrich.
They got it wrong with Newt
Gingrich. We got it wrong with Newt. Governor Haley endorsed Mitt Romney. I think that's what, if we don't get it right this time, that no one will be saying that about South Carolina anymore.
That's Darcy Strickland, evening anchor at CBS affiliate WLTX, and Gavin Jackson, who covers politics for The Post and Courier, joining me here in South Carolina. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks for having us.
And you're listening to Here and Now.